as we stand here and witness of how God, how good God is today. I tell you, we're so thankful for that. The ladder sitting in the middle of the floor right here, they're streaming over the internet. And I don't understand how all that works. They told me that it'd go into a cloud and come back down. Well, I've been preaching like that for 40 years, coming from the cloud. So I guess that's all right. But we're thankful today that we can sit together. And as we would list things at this upcoming year that we've got coming, I wonder what we would wish for, what we would hope for. Would it be material things, or would it be spiritual blessings that would glorify Christ? And I'm glad today that you folks are following God's example when he said to fail not to assemble yourself in the house of the Lord. And I'm glad today that you're not sitting at home in your PJs eating Cheerios watching the preacher on TV. Because I think it's essential for the body of Christ to dwell together. And we're going to speak today on presence of some things that I hope that I receive in 2019. I hope that you'll pray this prayer, that you'll instill some things in our preacher in 2019. And I want to read, if you would, in Philippians chapter 4 and verses 8 and 9. That's Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. And as we talk about the presence of God's peace, and I'm glad to tell you today that regardless of what you're going through in life, and regardless of what might be before you over there, that the Lord himself has promised you and I, as children of God, that he will give us peace which passeth all understanding. I'm glad today as we, if you want to today, let's just stand and honor God's word as we read it together. And Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. The Bible says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for each precious one that's here today, Lord. We just pray that you would enter into their hearts, Lord, that you'd knock upon their doors. And Father, that we would see our shortcomings. And Father, we'd see the needs that are before us. And Father, that you'd give us the faith to reach out. And Father, that we might grasp those and make them a part of our lives today, Lord. We thank you that you have given us a message. And Father, we praise your name for what you're about to do. Father, for these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Beloved, you may be seated this time. If I had a shopping list for 2019, or a bucket list, if you would, for things I'd like to have in the upcoming year, because all these things that were mentioned over in Philippians, I believe that I would want faith that would stand the test. I would believe that I'd like to have faith that would stand the test today, beloved. I'm glad to tell you that in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, that the Bible says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I'm glad to tell you today that and there's nothing wrong today for hope. Amen. Now, I want you to realize today that there's some folks today that might be out of hope. You might not see any way out. But I will tell you that the beginning of faith is the substance of things hoped for. I'm glad to also tell you the second part of that. Not only is it the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. I'm glad today that I've got evidence at Moss Memorial Church that there's hope in the world because I see it setting in the pews today. Amen. How that we went through hopeless situations. How that we went through things that over there. And the evidence is before me and it builds my faith. I want you to think just for a moment about some faith building things that happened in 2018 that made us realize that there is hope because we got the evidence in our lives today. You know, when we think about the word substance, and if you look over there to the meaning of the word substance, it means something that will sustain you. Aren't you glad today that there's something that will sustain you in the hope of Jesus Christ today? I tell you, how many of y'all, can I get an amen today if I say we live in a crazy place? Amen. Could I get a witness from this side over here if I told you that it seems like that the inmates are running the asylum? And it is just wild. And I want you to realize today, but there's substance in what Jesus said, and there's substance if we have hope today. Not only think about the word substance, and I really didn't realize until I was reading this the other night. Did you know that the word evidence in the Greek is the same word for conviction? That's an odd combination, is it not? Did you know over there that it's hard to get a conviction if you don't have evidence? You know what I'm saying? Them lawyers, they'll throw it out of court. They'll say it's hearsay. They'll say that it has no... There's that other word, substance. Aren't you glad today? Aren't you glad today that faith is the substance of hope and that it is the conviction of the evidence? How many of you folks could be convicted of being a Christian today? Amen. Is there anything in your life that shows you that you are a child of God, that you're connected to the vine, that you're part of the body of Christ? Would there be enough evidence to convict you of that today? Well, I'm glad today that I would ask for faith that'll stand the test. And I'm talking about the saving, the serving, the satisfying faith in the Savior. I'm talking about the sincere. I'm talking about the strong. I'm talking about the stable. I'm talking about the sufficient faith in the children of God today. After I'd asked for faith, if I had a shopping list today, I believe that I would ask for forgiveness that would seal my testimony. You know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 over there when he was given the greatest message that was ever preached, by the way. If you want to see the greatest message, go read over there the Sermon on the Mount, spoken not only the greatest message but by the greatest preacher that ever lived, and that was Jesus Christ himself. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 14 and 15 says this: For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Now, verse 15 has something that I like to say, and we're going to be using a lot of them today. It has the word but, B-U-T. Anytime in the Word of God you see the word but, I'm going to tell you what it is. Mace Jackson phrased it many years ago. He said that's a heavenly conjuncture. So what is the heavenly conjuncture here? The heavenly conjuncture is but. If you forgive not men of their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Under law, we're not forgiven. But thank God that by the grace of God, We'll gladly forgive those because we've been forgiven. A lot of our societal problems could be solved today if people would say this one prayer: give me forgiveness that will match my testimony. You know, I wish that in 2019 I could wring out some old hard feelings. You ever have them old hard feelings? Old callousness? One thing I would shop around for myself would be forgiveness that seals my testimony. You ever hear folks say one thing and do something else? You know anybody like that? Surely you don't. You ever know anybody over there that just too leaky a vessel to store much hope in? Surely you don't know anybody like that. I don't want to be like that. I want my forgiveness to match my testimony. See, one of the problems that we have in our nation today is people in... And I'm going to go ahead and jump up there, and you say, well, I don't like it. I don't much care what you do or not. One of the problems that we got over there in Washington, D.C., and I'm talking about Democrats, I'm talking about Republicans, I'm talking about any other thing that wants to call itself something up there, is they forgot that it's about, they have forgot that their job was about us and had nothing to do with them. We forgot it in church too. We forgot about it. It ain't got anything to do with us. It's about Him. Amen. Give us a spirit of forgiveness. Why can you say, well, He done this, He done that, He done that, He done that, He done this. He ain't guilty of anything that you're not guilty of. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none good, no, not one. You know, if after I got my faith all took care of and I got my forgiveness all took care of, I'd want favor that shows that you're true. I'd want favor that shows this. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and we use it all the time, is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But let's look just for a moment, if you will, beloved, at verse 2. Be ye not conformed to this world. In other words, this world don't mold you. This world don't make you. It does not make you. And Jesus Christ is the one that makes you. Jesus Christ is the potter that's on the clay. Jesus Christ is the one that molds you and makes you. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, beloved, I'm here to tell you today, by the authority of God, that there's one thing that we need to realize today is that a lot of folks just get saved and satisfied. Amen. That's them that eventually sit there and watch the preacher on TV in their pajamas eating their Cheerios because they don't want to be part of the body of Christ no more. Everybody will in here today. If you've been saved and you know it, but without a doubt in your mind that God's saved, would you raise your right hand? Keep it up. I want to see if we can raise another one. those of you that knows that you are chosen and highly favored, can you raise your other hand? Boy, we just all praised the Lord, didn't we? Amen. Listen. Yes, I'm highly favored. In other words, my life is such a way right now, I've not always been highly favored in the Lord, been saved a long time. But when I say I'm highly favored in the Lord, that means we're like that today. Amen. Hey, listen. I would pray that you'd pray for me, that I would be favored by the transformation of my life, that my life might bear out the good and acceptable will of God. Beloved, I'd also pray, not only after I got my faith and after I got my forgiveness and after I got my favor with God. You know, I tell you something I don't want to lose in 2019. The fear that'll shun trouble. The fear that'll shun trouble. Now the reason why that you don't run up and down the road over here at 70 miles an hour over there is not that you're afraid of wrecking. You're afraid of getting caught. Amen. Can you imagine what it'd be if they'd done away with the speed limits in Clay County? Can you imagine? And the reason that you have that fear is because you're afraid of the law. That's what keeps us out of jail, by the way, is fear of the law, is it not? That's what keeps us out of trouble over there, is that we have a fear of the consequences of our actions. You know, the psalmist David wrote over there, and if you will, we'll get to David here in a minute, but Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, and he said, "For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." In other words, you ain't learned one thing until you discover the fear of the Lord. The beginning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Here's another one of them heavenly conjunctures. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Boy, there's some folks in this world, you just can't teach anything. You know what I'm saying? But fools despise wisdom and instructions. One of the reasons that we are drowning in our own ignorance and our own in churches today is because people are a lack of knowledge because they've never discovered the fear of the Lord. Somebody asked me one time, he said, "Preacher, I'd come to church if I can drink." I said, "Well, you can come to church and drink." I said, "I can drink. Everyone in the building can drink. But the Lord saved me. I won't drink." Matter of fact, I'd be afraid to drink. I got knowledge. Are you with me? So if you're a new Christian in here and you're failing and falling and wrong, hey, how did you learn to walk? You fell down, you got back up, you skinned them knees, you got back, but now you're walking pretty good. Don't give up on the Lord. You'll never learn these things until you discover what the fear of the Lord is. And that is a learned process in life. The fear of the Lord, it is given to you at salvation, but it develops in your life over there, and all knowledge will stem from that very thing, the fear of the Lord. But there's some folks will ignore it. It said fools despise wisdom and instructions. Do you know we use that word pretty loosely in our society today? But did you know over there that the Lord is very specific about that word fool? Matter of fact, he does not allow you and I to call anybody a fool. But he did give a description. He said, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Speaking about the lost person, the rejected person, that person who abases himself to the fact that he will not accept what Jesus Christ has already done on the cross over there. And it's talking about that fools will despise wisdom and instruction. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to lighten the load as I tell you this today. We're a minority in the world we live in. See, a lot of folks, when you grow up here in Clay County, you get naive. You grow up here in Clay County where there's a church on every corner. You get up in Clay County over there where you can shake a tree and a dozen preachers fall out. You think the whole world's that way. It ain't. We are a very, very small majority or minority of society today, which is made up of true Christians. I want you to realize today that the reason that we live the life we are and we live those things are because we have developed in our own lives the fear of the Lord. After I got my fear shared, I'm gonna turn over here just for a moment, read you something. We started just to preach on this one verse, but who knows? You might hear that tonight. And 1 Peter, and we just got through with the most wonderful study of Peter. He was quite a feller, wasn't he? I tell you, and we're going to start studying Andrew here on Wednesday night, so you come out and be with us. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Y'all might want to mark this and go read it. That's 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Finally, be ye of one mind, having compassion one for of another. Love as brethren, not prideful, be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye there unto called that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, but let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. And I'm going to go ahead and read verse 11 just because it goes good with it. Let him hew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and assure it. On my shopping list for me in 2019, I would pray that I would have the feelings that I can share with tenderness. That I can have the feelings that I can share with tenderness. Hey, listen. The same things that hurt your feelings can hurt other people. Boys, if there's a group of people in the world that ought to be compassionate, it's God's people. And see, we've got to balance that. That word, a hue evil, you know, that was described to a lot of people in the old Bible. Said Job, he a hued evil. And you know what that is? That is to have a righteous indignation towards sin. Always, isn't it a balancing act to hate the sin and love the sinner sometimes? Isn't it a balance act to separate it over there? But that's our job that is before us. with compassion. Did you know that sharp words, hard looks, refusing to accept fellowship actually takes place in Baptist churches? Did you know that? Say the same thing to a person in his absence as in his presence. Does that take place in Baptist churches? Well, sure it does. I don't know much about this. Denise, she tells me what's on it, but those of you folks who's got these smartphones, and you get on there and you get on My Face, and you go down through there and all like that, is that Sunday school material that you see on there most of the time? Not all the time, is it? Somebody actually said they heard some gossip on that. That wouldn't be true, would it? Or they actually had some foul things to say about somebody. Now, surely that wasn't on there. Well, that is the way of the world, but it's not the way of God's people. We're to be compassionate. We're to be open-hearted. We're to be that shelter in the midst of a storm. Beloved, I want you to realize that He's told us over there, and I wrote some of this down because I couldn't remember it, but 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, as I read here earlier. But then he went on to say in Galatians, but if we bite and devour one another, and I'm reading now Galatians chapter 5 and verse 15, but if we bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. If you're going to go ahead and say something about them, you better be careful because it'll eat you up. That's what it's saying. Has that ever happened to you? Hey, I ain't that righteous. It's happened to me before. You ever go out there, well, I'm gonna have my say about this. And then the Lord have His say in your heart. See, my attitude sometimes is a whole lot like old Peter. We've studied old Peter. Old Peter was always one that, bless his heart. How many of y'all grew up and said, well, think twice and speak once? You hear that? That goes right up there with, don't play with sharp sticks, you'll poke you in the eye. Yeah, we need to be thinking. But I'm going to tell you, think about that. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. Let's talk about facts just for, if I had something else put on my shopping list, make me make sure that my facts are stated and not twisted. You know what the Lord had to say about it? He said, let your yea be yea. Let your nay be nay. In other words, black and white. Do you know that most problems in church comes from not what is said, but what's left out? That's why they tell you to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. A lot of times we think, well, you know, we'll just tell half the story. Or we'll tell half the truth. Or we'll leave that part out. Slanted statements. Ask a person to tell you a tale, and then you go tell someone else. I tell you what, if you won't get preached at by your preacher, I'm going to tell you, don't do this. I'm going to go ahead and warn you right up front. Don't you do it. Well, preacher, I just got to talk to you. Old so-and-so told me not to tell nobody. I'll stop you right there. Don't tell me. If you have vowed over there not to tell nobody, don't bring me into it. But how many times does that happen? I mean, let's make sure that we get our facts straight. That we tell nothing but the truth and the whole truth. So help me God. Oh, wouldn't that solve a lot of problems in life? Wouldn't that solve a lot of problems in church? If folks just be honest. Now, you know, you might wear some kind of tacky outfit in here, and I'm not going to say, boy, that's an ugly thing. It looks like a toe sack you're wearing over there. But I ain't going to go up and say it's pretty either. I'll just keep my mouth shut. Amen. Hey, you know what I'm saying? That ain't what I'm talking about today. Last thing I'd like for us to look at, if we would, we need to find a real meaning for the word trustworthy in 2019. I want you to look, if you will, and we'll end in it. And I love the book of Romans. If you're here today and you're a new Christian and you're just starting out on your walk in life, I want to give you some advice that I give a lot of folks over there. And you start reading your Bible, you forget that you even have 64 books. You read the Gospel of John and the book of Romans, and you build you a foundation that you can lay everything else on. But if you can't understand the book of Romans and you can't understand the Gospel of John, then this other stuff is not going to fit. I'm just going to give you some advice there if you're just starting to study the Word of God. The Bible's going to read in Romans chapter 14. And we're going to start with verse 16. Let not them your good be evil spoken of. In other words, them that tell the truth, them that are good people over there, don't let nobody run them down. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that is in these things serveth Christ is acceptable of God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make of peace and the things wherein may edify another. I'll go ahead and give you some more advice. Don't you come to this preacher and start running down another preacher. I won't join in with you. I'm not going to be evil speaking thereof of God's men. Do I agree with all of them? No. Do they agree with me? No. Trustworthiness. I made a list of things that I need, and I know that you have certain needs. Y'all come on and get a song if you would. But remember, a week or two back, we preached on the hands of Jesus. I want you to take them hands and look at them again. Look at them. Then if you look at them hands, I want you to look down there at the floor and look at them feet. Did you know that is the only hands and that is the only feet that Christ has here on earth till he comes again? That's all he got. So we need to make the most of the time which we live. And beloved, I'm here to tell you by the authority of God, time's running out. Time's getting short. God spoke in your heart. We're going to ask that you come. I appreciate you today, and I love you, church. Let's stand as we sing. What do we sing?
111.
Listen to the words of this song.